We're joined in the studio by Luke Stoddard Nathan from The Alt, here to fill us in on what's up in Troy.
And elsewhere. Thank you for having me. I guess we can start with the story that doesn't seem to die and is just seems people love to speculate on and opine on it and get mad about it or get happy about it in some instances, and that's of course the Gondola project. The Gondola for people who don't know, a project team for a couple years now has been had its eye on creating stringing a ropeway between the Rensselaer train station and Albany. It would have gondolas passing kind of across the Hudson River to and from the train station. The trip would take about 5 minutes, and it would be running, you know, most of the day. I think about 16 hours a day every day. The previous iteration that we sort of saw a couple, maybe half a year ago, it was going to have three stops. It was going to have a stop at the Rensselaer train station. It was going to have a stop kind of on South Pearl Street somewhere near there. And then it was going to have another stop at the Empire State Plaza. And in that iteration, the project team tried to get state funding through what's called the REDC Awards, or the Regional Economic Development Council Awards. It's sort of a state entity that with a volunteer board that makes selections on, you know, which sort of development projects get state funding, a subsidy. They were unsuccessful last year in trying to get that state funding. But this year they're trying again, and they've sort of scaled down the project a little bit. So instead of three stops, it has two. It'll have less towers kind of associated with it, and it's going to cost a lot less money. It was projected last year, in the previous iteration, was going to cost, I think, about $45 million, and it's decreased to about $20-something million now. So it's a scaled-down version of the project, but they still think it's going to be able to happen, or they're still hopeful that it's going to be able to happen. They say that they want to privately fund about 80% of the project, so they're looking for about 20% in state or other sort of public subsidies to be able to make it work. And Eric, from what I understand from before we got on the air, you have some opinions about this project.
So yeah, referring purely to the original plan, I was not in favor. It did come across as A, prohibitively expensive, a little awkward to use, and not fully thought out when you really come down to it. I am interested to see what the new proposed stops are. I assume one would still, of course, be the Rensselaer train station.
Yes, maybe I didn't finish that thought. And the other one would be somewhere near the Albany Capital Center, the new convention center that was built recently. So it would just be those two stops. Although, you know, funny enough, I asked the guy who is the manager, sort of the managing person at the Capital Center, and he said he wasn't aware of any sort of negotiations about like locating a stop right there. So I'm still not. They were kind of the guy who I talked to, who's behind the sort of executive director of the entity that's promoting this gondola, didn't want to specify exactly where. He just said near the Capital Center. So I guess you can use your imagination. So I think some of the details are still in flux. So it's hard to, you know, kind of definitively say like, oh, you know, it's hard for maybe the public to kind of be like, oh, I support this, I don't support this, without getting into more of the details of what exactly the project would entail, and, you know, and to what extent the public, you know, can or should subsidize it.
I'm curious if this company has built similar gondolas in other cities, or if any other cities have a project like this.
I'm not, to my knowledge, it's not that common, if at all, in North America, at least in major cities. But I do know that one member of the project team is a Swiss sort of gondola company. Like, it's what they do. And they've built like thousands of gondola lines, but mostly, if not entirely, at ski slopes, you know. So,
right.
So doing this sort of urban project has its own kind of complications, right? Because there's a lot of different like right of way kind of stuff and different approvals that you have to get. It's a sort of mosaic of different kinds of municipal and higher body kind of approvals that you need to be able to do a project like this. And I think to that end, in my story, I mentioned this. The entity behind it, Capital Gondola LLC, for those who want to know the official entity's name, they have entered into an MOU, or they're kind of in the process of updating an MOU, that memorandum of understanding, an agreement basically with the city of Albany and the city of Rensselaer, the two cities that basically says let's all get behind this project. We know it's going to be very complicated to get. So if you guys are on the same page and you guys support this project, like, let's all try to work together to kind of make sure that it moves forward. And, you know, for what it's worth, the mayor of Albany is supportive of the project. And I also asked the county executives of each respective county, Rensselaer County and Albany County, and they are at least to some extent supportive of it as well. So
do they have an idea how much that grant might be worth?
I think they're asking for 20% of eligible project costs, and so you figure if the project cost is, you know, in the realm of $25 million, I don't know what's 20% of that. You know, like, I don't know, like a single-digit million-dollar subsidy. Mm-hmm. You know, perhaps is what they would ask. That's not necessarily what they will get. You know, they could get less than that. They could get nothing. You know, I guess it remains to be seen. I guess, you know, in terms, one more thing I think it's important to mention about the public subsidy kind of aspect of it is, like, you know, I've seen this point raised, and I think it's a valid one, is, you know, if the public is going to subsidize this big flashy kind, are we overly enticed by these sort of big flashy transportation projects when perhaps, you know, you could make the argument that money should instead go toward making a better kind of way for cyclists to just cross a bridge that's, you know, already between Albany and Rensselaer. Like, should we just give that money to CDTA and improve bus service, or, you know, revive a sort of shuttle line between Troy and there's trade-offs here that, mm-hmm. that are kind of interesting to think about. But, you know, that said, you know, it sounds like there's a significant amount of private money, you know, behind this gondola project. So is it worth, if we can subsidize it a little bit and then they'll take care of the rest? You know, is that something we want to do, or does that come with, you know, drawbacks as well? So I don't know, a lot of interesting kind of questions that are somewhat a seemingly silly idea, like building a gondola between Rensselaer and Albany, kind of raises.
It does sort of call to mind that classic Simpsons episode where the whole town tries to build a monorail and they get sold on the idea. I worry that it might open Albany up to a little bit of mocking a little bit there.
It already has, I think. But, you know, I asked the executive director, Tom Madison, who used to run the Thruway Authority, who's now behind, he's kind of the executive director of this project. And I asked him, you know, like, what's the public sentiment like? And he said that, you know, he was getting a lot more eye rolls a couple of years ago or a year ago than he is now. So maybe they feel like they're winning over hearts and minds slowly.
That's certainly progress. So what's up in the area then?
O'Brien's Pub closed. You might know O'Brien's Pub. It's located on 3rd Street in the historic Trojan Hotel building. It was bought at a foreclosure auction, the building, in late December. And so now the new owners, it's kind of still on, they're not divulging a lot of details about their plans, but they've said in planning documents that they want to do some sort of boutique hotel, whatever that phrase means, you know, is kind of sort of still kind of unclear, I guess, but, you know, something with a restaurant and, like, they'll have a full hotel with all the floors, you know, because the building is historic, but I think the upper floors in particular are still somewhat, they need some serious kind of renovations. But anyway, without much explanation last week, the O'Brien's Pub closed, and, I had to actually go to the hotel, and I saw the owner the next day or the day after I heard this in the window, and I sort of waved, and she came out and she sort of explained that we were closing, but she didn't want to go into any sort of specifics about why she was closing, but she did say, that it wasn't because the business was a failure. And I put that in the story, but besides that, whether there was any sort of, you know, tension between the new owners and this kind of this bar, I don't know. I asked about that. The owner didn't want to get into it. And I asked the new owners, you know, did you ask O'Brien's Pub to leave this building? And they said, we didn't ask her to leave, but they were sort of, it was sort of a curt email exchange that I had with the new owners. So I don't really know all the specifics of what's going on, but it does seem like that property is sort of kind of going to be something new, you know, fairly soon. You know, okay. I should say, you know, that it will probably require a significant amount of money to rehabilitate that entire building. Mm-hmm. So that could take some time, but something to watch.
Isn't the Troy Farmers Market eyeing some new property too?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting story. And actually, I should credit WOOC because Liz Comital, the market manager of the Troy Farmers Market, actually said on this air. Yesterday that they were, yes, the Troy Waterfront Farmers Market, which, as you as listeners may or may not know, kind of alternates between being in the Troy Atrium during the colder months of the year and then being in the in Monument Square during the warmer months of the year on Saturdays. They want to be located in a permanent space in One Monument Square. Next week, the city is hosting like design charrettes about what should happen with that space. So kind of a week in advance of that, the Troy Waterfront Farmers Market is saying, hey, supporters, like if you like the Troy Farmers Market, you should go to those meetings next week and kind of advocate for us getting a permanent space in whatever, you know, however the city decides to move forward on that. We want to be there. So.
Well, excellent. We are almost out of time. Luke, can you give our listeners a good idea where they can find your articles?
TheAlt.com anytime. And as I always say on the air, I'm always open for tips. Feel free to reach out. I'm Luke@TheAlt.com. And thank you both for having me once again.
Thank you for joining us. That was Luke Stoddard Nathan of The Alt. As he said, you can catch him on TheAlt.com.